The stellar halo in local group Hestia Simulations I. The in-situ component and the effect of mergers, by Sergei Kopaskov et al. Theory suggests that mergers play an important role in shaping galactic disks and stellar halos, which was observationally confirmed in the MW thanks to the Gaia data. In this work, aiming to probe the contribution of mergers to the in-situ stellar halo formation, we analyze 6M31 per megawatt analogs from the Hestia suite of cosmological hydrodynamical zoom-in simulations of the local group. We found that all the Hestia galaxies experience from 1 to 4 mergers with stellar mass ratios between 0.2 and 1 relative to the host at the time of the merger. These significant mergers, with a single exception, happened 7-11 giga years ago. The overall impact of the most massive mergers in Hestia is clearly seen as a sharp increase of the orbital eccentricity, and a corresponding decrease of the VPHE, of pre-existing disk stars of the main progenitor, thus reproducing well the splash, plume-like feature discovered in the MW. We do find a correlation between mergers, close pericentric passages of massive satellites and bursts of the star formation in the in-situ component. Massive mergers sharply increase the disk velocity dispersion of the in-situ stars, however, the latest significant merger often heats up the disk up to the numbers when the contribution of the previous ones is less prominent in the age velocity dispersion relation. In the Hestia galaxies, the in-situ halo is an important component of the inner stellar halo where its fraction is about 30 to 40. This was the stellar halo in local group Hestia Simulations I. The in-situ component and the effect of mergers, by Sergei Kopaskov et al.